All right, so today we're diving into the world of stablecoins. You know, those cryptocurrencies that try to, well, stay stable.
Yeah, they're a pretty big deal in the crypto world, especially when things get a little wild, which, let's be honest, happens a lot.
Exactly. And today we're taking a close look at two of the giants in the stablecoin game, USDT and USDC. You see them everywhere.
You really do. But what's interesting is a lot of people think they're basically the same.
Yeah.
But they've got their own unique stories, which is what we're going to unpack today.
We're basically doing a crash course. And our guidebook is this awesome blog post from Bloom Academy called USDT versus USDC. What's the difference? It's super interesting.
Yeah. And it's really helpful because you see those tickers all the time, USDT, USDC. But a lot of people might not know the nuances between them.
Exactly. Like, on the surface, they both aim to be pegged to the U.S. dollar. So basically, they try to maintain a 1.1 value with the dollar.
Right. Kind of like a virtual anchor to keep things steady.
But it's how they do that, how they maintain that peg, and the level of transparency they offer that makes things really interesting, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's where this blog post is really eye-opening, because it digs into those differences. Like, one thing it talks about is market capitalization.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Basically, that's the total value of all the coins out there in circulation. And USDT, they have a much larger market cap, which basically means it's super liquid.
Ah, so more money flowing through the system.
Right. Think of it like this. You're a trader, and you need to move large amounts of money quickly and easily between different exchanges. That's where USDT's liquidity becomes really important.
It's like the bustling marketplace of stablecoins, then, if you need to move money fast. In fact, the blog post even mentions that USDT is accepted almost everywhere.
Exactly. It's super widely adopted.
But then, there's this whole transparency thing, which the blog post kind of hints at as being a bit of a sticking point for some people.
Yeah, and it's something to be aware of, for sure. USDT has faced a bit of, I guess you could say, scrutiny over the years, because they're not always super clear about their reserves.
So it's like, they're saying, trust us, every USDT is backed by a US dollar. But then people are like, okay, but where are those dollars, and how are they being managed?
It's kind of like they're holding a winning hand of cards, but they're not showing all of them.
So maybe a little trust me going on there.
Potentially. And that's where USDC comes in, trying to position themselves as the more transparent option.
Like the here's everything, look for yourself kind of vibe.
Exactly. USDC is all about being upfront and having their reserves audited regularly by reputable third parties. Think of it like having a financial auditor come in and double check everything.
Which, you know, let's be honest, provides a certain level of assurance and peace of mind.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially in the world of crypto.
So, like, we've got USDT, the popular kid that everyone knows, but maybe with a few secrets.
Right.
And then there's USDC working on building that trust through transparency.
Exactly. And it's interesting, right? Because while USDT's lack of, like, full transparency, it hasn't actually led to any major problems.
Right.
But it does make some investors nervous. You know, it's that whole, what are they not telling us kind of feeling.
Yeah, I get that. Especially in the world of finance, trust is everything. And when you're talking about something as, let's say, dynamic as cryptocurrency.
Or volatile, yeah.
Any little bit of uncertainty can really shake things up. So I imagine for someone who's really looking for that rock solid stability, that thing they expect from a stablecoin, USDC might seem like the safer bet.
It really depends on your risk tolerance, right? Some people, they're comfortable with a little bit of mystery if it means potentially higher returns, while others, they prioritize security and peace of mind above all else. Which, you know, is totally fair.
So with all that in mind, let's say you were holding some digital dollars. Which side would you lean towards? Team USDT or Team USDC?
Ooh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Honestly, it really depends on what you're looking for. If you're a high-volume trader, someone who needs to move large sums of money quickly and frequently, well, then USDT's liquidity is a major advantage.
Makes sense.
But if you're more risk averse, you really prioritize transparency, you want those verifiable reserves, then USDC is probably going to be a better fit.
Okay. So it's kind of like choosing between, I don't know, a speedboat and a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Like they'll both get you where you need to go.
Right.
But the journey and the level of risk involved are pretty different. This deep dive has been really eye-opening. Like, we've gone beyond just the basics of stablecoins and really gotten into the nitty-gritty of what makes these two tick.
Yeah, we've learned that the world of stablecoins is way more nuanced than it might seem at first. And just like with any financial decision, doing your research and understanding the underlying mechanisms, that's crucial.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Speaking of looking deeper, this whole conversation has got me thinking. Are USDT and USDC the only players in the game? Or are there other contenders out there vying for the stablecoin crown?
That's a great question, and it really speaks to just how constantly evolving the crypto space is. While, yeah, USDT and USDC are the dominant forces right now, there are always new projects emerging, each with their own approach to achieving stability and building trust.
So it's not just about picking between these two giants, but about staying informed about the broader landscape and considering what the future of digital currencies might hold, right?
Exactly. The world of stablecoins is dynamic. It's full of possibilities. New innovations, new contenders could emerge, offering even greater transparency, security, or maybe even alternative backing mechanisms. We might not even be talking about the US dollar in the future.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like the stablecoin story is far from over. There's a lot of potential for things to change and evolve.
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning.
It's like we're in the middle of, I don't know, a financial revolution or something.
It's definitely an interesting time to be paying attention to all of this, that's for sure.
So for someone who's maybe been sitting on the sidelines, you know, curious about stablecoins but not quite sure where to start, what would you tell them?
Honestly, I'd say welcome to the party. It is an exciting space with a lot going on, but the best thing to do is just start by figuring out what matters most to you.
Okay, so figure out your priorities.
Exactly. Like, is it liquidity you care about most? Is it transparency? Accessibility? Once you know what matters most to you, then you can start researching.
Makes sense.
And don't be afraid to, you know, look beyond just the big names. Explore different projects. See what's out there.
Yeah, there's always something new popping up.
Exactly. And this is important. Always remember, diversification is key. Just like with, you know, traditional investing.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Especially in a market as, well, as dynamic as crypto.
I like it. Building a diversified portfolio, but for the digital age. Well, this has been quite the deep dive, I've got to say. We've explored the ins and outs of USDT and USDC, unpacked this whole concept of stablecoins, and even taken a peek into the future of digital currencies. Whew.
Eh.
I'm exhausted.
It's a lot to take in, but hopefully people come away from this understanding that even in this world of, you know, decentralized finance, knowledge is power.
For sure.
The more you understand, the better equipped you'll be to navigate this exciting, ever-evolving landscape.
Absolutely. So to all our listeners out there, keep those questions coming, stay curious, and as always, happy investing.